Punkanoi Worldwide. I apologize, much later in the week than I was anticipating, but in preparing to kick off this third time around, I had some other ideas, some other great recommendations, thanks to Rhewboy Groot, and so I kind of pivoted a little bit into what I was doing. So we're going to kick off the third time around with France. I feel like France, I didn't get as much of a deep dive into, and I had quite a few bands that I was already planning on playing. And again, if you missed it, the first two times were, the first time was just a kind of a quick, this is the concept of what I'm doing. The second time, definitely a much deeper dive into all of these great countries. This time around, more reserved for bands I didn't play the first time around, or bands that I did play and maybe playing some new releases from them since that last time. And even in this case, there's going to be at least two bands that I played the previous time around, maybe some newer tracks. And this time around, we're going to jump back to something much older from the band. So shout out again, Rhewboy Groot, the first band here. We're going to start in France. We're going to play a couple releases that came out in the 70s. Everything else is 80s. That's why it took a little bit longer than anticipated, kind of pivoted into what this episode now is. And then for the weekend, I don't know how many, at least three, I'm sure, new stuff for May. As soon as I get done with this, I got to start sorting through all of that cool shit. So anyway, we're getting to it. Metal Urbain out of Paris. In 1977, not even their first release, but they released a single called Panic, P-A-N-I-K. They were a short-lived but influential band of the late 70s. One of the first to combine a drum machine with electric guitars and synthesizers, also known as the original inventors of electro-punk. They do have some social medias at Metal Urbain on Facebook and at Metal Urbain Official on Instagram. That's M-E-T-A-L-U-R-B-A-I-N. So feel free to check them out there. If you would like, and you like the French stuff, go back to October of 22 through January of 23 in episodes 106 through 111. A lot of bands that I won't be featuring on these next few episodes of France, I will have featured there. And like I said, I'm not going to redo because I'll be on the countries forever, and that's not really what I'm trying to do this time around. I'm going to do a few episodes, but like I say, different, featuring different bands and such. So Metal Urbain with that song Panique. Here goes.
Panique, 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 panique
Great stuff, Metal Urbain. Next up, we are going to play a band at the Pau in France. The band is Teenage Head, not the Teenage Head that we've played before that also is from the 70s. This one is from France. You can go over to Chameleon Records, C-A-M-E-L-E-O-N, Chameleon Records. I found a few releases. Some are more like maybe rock-ish, but I still think they fit. And we're going to play some of those here, like I said, bands we haven't played. And if I didn't clarify, I'm going chronologically. We're doing 70s all the way up through a release in 89 on this episode. I probably have a few more that'll be 80s, but I'll mix those in with a bunch of stuff. Got a bunch of stuff from the 90s as well. And then we got a bunch of stuff, just bands I haven't played that are much more recent and bands we have with newer stuff. Like I said, that's the last time I'll mention that on this episode. Anyway, this was recorded. It's 78 is the release. It was originally recorded in 1978, May of 1978. A few of these releases that we'll be playing on this episode were actually recorded back then and just not officially released until much more recently, but they still fit, especially as you know, the sound is of when they were recording them. We are going to get to Teenage Head, Money, Get Your Money. That is the track, so let's get to it. What do we say here? Teenage Head, remember, not that one Teenage Head. It's this Teenage Head from France. Here we go.
Love that girl, be the one forever. Wake up, boy, she's just so hard. Better get your money. Money, my money. Better get your money. Money, my money. Better get your money. She's just a whore. Better get your money. Money, oh money. Better get your money. Money, oh money. Better get your money. No, I need some money just to make me feel alright. Gotta love that girl. Ain't got a color light. Oh, needin' some money just to make me feel alright. I gotta love that girl. Ain't got a color light. Money, oh money. Better get your money. Money, oh money. Better get your money. Money, oh money. Better get your money.
Man, I love those classic sounding bands, tracks, music. I think they released that officially like on vinyl and stuff in 2017. But again, it was originally done in 78. Next, another release that you can find on Chameleon Records, the band Hooligan from Nice in France. They released Hooligan, the single, and it had a B-side as well. We're actually going to play the B-side, Retourne-toi. And we're going to get to that one right now. Again, go to Chameleon Records. They have vinyls for him. Obviously, this one would be on a 7-inch. The last one is a 12. Let's get to it. Retourne-toi from Hooligan. Go to Chameleon Records. And you can also get the 7-inch. Let's go.
Tu sais que tu n'en peux plus quand les gens se retournent. Ils te voient tatouer, ils pensent le pauvre contrat craqué, débloqué. À toi de leur montrer que tu n'as pas envie d'être sans cesse critiqué, rabroué. Facile. Retourne-toi. Retourne-toi. cherchent à se cacher. Retourne-toi, ça y est, tu l'as compris. Retourne-toi, retourne-toi.
Return-toi. Again, you can go get that vinyl over on Chameleon Records. If you go check out Chameleon Records on their Bandcamp, there are a lot of compilations. I didn't even go through all the compilations. There's one compilation I'll talk about here in just a moment when we get to it that Rude Boy Groot sent, and a handful of the bands we'd already played, but there were some that I hadn't, and we're going to be playing all of those bands. I think only one of the tracks from that actual comp. But a lot of bands, just different tracks from that compilation. Next, we're going to play the band La Souris Delingue, which translates to The Distressed Mouse, according to Google Translate. The band put out a self-titled La Souris Delingue in 1981, the same year as that Hooligan single. And the band actually features Kambui of The Choices. Yes, he has been around. He has played in a lot of really great bands. We're going to be playing Wunderbach a little bit later on as well, another band. This band here, I did play during the Choices interview that you can go check out over on SLC Punkcast. But we didn't feature them when we did France the last time. So we're going to do a proper feature here. The band originally formed in 1976 in Paris. They put out that self-titled in 1981 at Lima Sierra Delta. Yep, look that up. That's on Facebook if you want to check them out there. Salut les copains is the track. So let's get to La Souris Delingue. Here goes. Suri Delinge. That is Salut Le Copan. I'm going to be doing this one and probably three others. I probably got more music than that, especially with the recommendations Rude Boy Groot sent. But I probably will only do that and then save the others for the next time we bounce back to France, because that's how it's going to go this time around. Here, there, back again. Let's get to some more music, though. Spurts are next. You can find Spurts also on Chameleon Records. The next two bands are the last two from Chameleon. Spurts were from Normandy in France. In 1982, they released the Spurts EP. And we are going to play the track Je suis fier de mon grand-père. So, yeah, no social medias for them. Just go check them out on Chameleon Records. I'm sure you can find their stuff elsewhere as well. But let's get to it. Je suis fier de mon grand-père. Stuff there, Spurts. Man, I dig the sounds. I love a lot of the, you know, I'm easily in the mood. I'm a moody person. I'm sure we all are. Different times that I want to hear different types of music. Sometimes when some shit comes on, I was talking about it when I was talking about Punk Rock Bowling. I can't remember if it was here or on the SLC Punkcast. Like Power Trip came on. They're a good band. I just wasn't in the mood. They didn't really have that style of bands that day. And some people might be like, hell yeah, that's great. Mix it up. I was in the mood for the shit I was into. You know, we were Addicts, Cockney Rejects, Cox Bar, Bouncing Souls, shit like that. And that mixed in the middle, I wasn't in the mood for it. So sometimes, in the, you know, you're there, you're not, whatever, different band, shit, go to that Sick New World festival, and I'd probably have been like, bam, fuck yeah, Power Trip. But I wasn't. Anyway, here, what I'm getting at is the classic punk sounds, classic, it's just, I dig it. I'm easily in the mood for it. And we got another one here, a lot more to go still on the show. A lot of the rest will be a lot of like 80s oi bands from France, but we're mixing it up here at the beginning. Now this band, Theater, you know, but more French sounding. They released a self-titled Theater, and they originally formed 1977-78, kind of undetermined, considered cold punk, you know, something we've been, you know, cold oi, term that gets thrown around more recently. You'll find it on Chameleon Records, like I said. They're from Cannes in France. And a lot of the recordings were between 82 and 84. Don't know specifically when, so I'm just going to say maybe 82, same as Spurts. We're going to play the track Je marche sur une fille. So I like it. It's a cool track. We are going to get to them right now. Here we go with Theater.
Oh.
Sounds coming at us from France. Next up, we're going to kick off, it's not all in a row, but like I was telling you, that Oi, the French compilation, volume one. Looks like the release date on that was like originally 1997, maybe. So maybe they were just collecting. That's what I could find. If you go to MX Records over on Bandcamp, you can actually get a digital version of it. It's sold out on cassette, is what they had it available on. But if you want to go check out the whole thing and all the bands, you'll see bands that we've played, bands that we're playing on this episode. Some tracks I might have played before, just not here. But like I said, a lot of the bands that we're going to be playing, some quite a few that we're playing on this episode were bands that I'd heard for the first time because of that compilation. So Rude Boy Group, great compilation. I dig it a lot. You can go check it out. We're going to get to Kidnap first. We're going to play something off of Il Faudra Bien Quan Quun Kuun Jou Tout Change. Yeah, my French is a little bit lacking. I apologize. They're from Blois in France, and in 1983, that release came out. They started as a band back in 77, first as Acier, then Radiation, and then finally they became Kidnap. The band did finally break up in 1989, though. You can go check out the compilation on your own. The track that we are going to check out, Simpa Legua Bra. So let's get to it from that release. That is the band Kidnap. Dans l'enfer. Allegro, blah. Great stuff, man. That kidnap, very cool. Next, we're going to go back to Paris for the band Swingo Porkies. I believe they were on that compilation, too. I was going to play these guys. Also, recommendation from Rude Boy Groot. There's only two more that weren't specifically, but there were a bunch that I was... Wunderbach was on that compilation, and you know, we'll get more into them here in a minute. I'm starting to get ahead of myself. Anyway, Swingo Porkies, they were formed in 79, split in 83. They did Resurgence du Pass, Repetition 83. That came out more recently, like on UVPR on vinyl. And if you're here in the States, the Americas more specifically, and you are interested in having that or any other cool releases that I have, go over to the punkanoiworldwide.com, slcpunkcast.com, same place, and go to the record distro. You'll see all the stuff. Right now, you got the original release on POW Records, Trashed Again, Easy Company coming next week as release number 2, and then a bunch of great stuff that I'm doing distro for from Tough Ain't Enough Records, UVPR, and Primatour Crew, two great French labels there. A lot of great French bands also available through that distro. And again, if you're in Europe, don't order from me unless, I guess, you know, if you want to get that Trashed Again or Easy Company and you figure, why not? Then maybe. But otherwise, go directly to Tough Ain't Enough, UVPR, Primatour Crew if you're in Europe. Get your copies there. You can get the Swingo Porkies wherever you are. It's a great release. We're going to play something from that, which was originally out in 1983. Pas comme on les voit is the track, at least as best as my French is going to get. Let's get to it. Swingo Porkies. Swingo Porkies, man, that saxophone was awesome. So many great French bands in the 80s using the saxophone, too. Not so many here on this episode, but I featured a lot of them before on saxophone episodes and just French episodes. Anyway, next up, come across this band a little while ago, RAFF, R-A-F-F. They might have been on that compilation, too. I don't remember, but I was already planning on playing these guys. Come across them, like I said, a little while ago. They were a band from February 84 through January of 88, so almost 4 years. They released the self-titled EP in 1984, and Ainsi Soit-Il is the track that we're going to play. They're from Limoges in France. We're going to be playing other bands from Limoges, but it looks like I must have bumped those. Those must have been like 90s releases. So we'll be playing some of those on a future episode. But for now, let's get to Raph. I think that, I don't know how else you would say it. Raph. Anyway, let's go.
Let's just with you.
Great stuff from them, man. I really dig that band. Glad I came across them. Like I said, I believe that they were on that compilation. Let's do a quick scan. I got the compilation pulled up here for quick reference. Yeah, Ne Crois Pas is the track there. So you can check out another track. Like I said, go check that out. You'll be a handful of bands you recognize from this episode, plus some bands we've played other times. Wunderbach are next. Paul de la France is the release that came out March 22nd of 1984. Features Jean-François Juvenon, a.k.a. Kambui. He was on drums 82 to 84, and then since 2005, and also drumming in The Choices. The band formed in 1980, and then stopped in 84, and then reformed in 2005, so he wasn't the first drummer, but he's been there the majority of the time, including when this was recorded. You can find the band Wunderbach on Facebook and Wunderbach underscore punk on Instagram. That's WUWUNDERBACH. They're from Nanterre in France. And off of that Pas de Refrance, again, I played them, but on that Choices episode. And then I think we featured them here on Punkanoid Worldwide, but something far newer. So haven't on Punkanoid Worldwide featured something from this era. Definitely fits in. I dig this track. Aujourd'hui, dans la rue. Here we go with Wunderbach. Track Aujourd'hui dans la rue. Great stuff. Next up, we are heading from Nanterre to Brest, and that's not the only time. We'll be back in Brest momentarily. But for the first band that we're going to be playing, Calabos, aka Les Calabos, Collabos. They, in 1984, released a self-titled release, Les Calabos, and I think that was their only release. They existed June 1982 through 85 and do have a Les Calabos Official Facebook page if you want to go check that out. Ete 69. So what is that? Summer 69, I think. Something like that without looking it up. I don't know. I dig this track. Rude Boy Groot had a couple recommendations, and I went with this one as far as tracks to go with. And I like this one as well. So let's go.
Tu étais désirable.
Fun song that one was. Make sure you go check out the rest of Les Galabos. Next up, a band, they did a split. That's how I come across them, but also another recommendation, a Reich Orgasm. I think it was a split with Comintern Sect, maybe somebody else, or maybe that was just Comintern Sect, who we're not going to be playing this time around. I've featured them quite a bit recently. Just, they're amazing. R.I.P. Carl, he's amazing. Let's get to Reich Orgasm, though. They're also from Orléans, as were Comintern Sect. In 1984, they released a self-titled release. They started January of 78, went all the way to 85, so they were done just after this came out. The track recommendation, I really enjoy, Futur pour tout, is the track, so let's get to that from Reich Orgasm.
Papa,
Reich Orgasm, Futur pour tout. Great stuff, man. Awesome stuff. And we're getting to the band, the next band, Sherwood, a.k.a. Sherwood Pogo. They're also on that Oi, the French Connection Volume 1. So, again, great recommendation from Rude Boy Group. There's a handful of bands that until maybe a week ago on here that I didn't know. And this one right here is probably the favorite of the ones that I got to discover in the last week. Sherwood, a.k.a. Sherwood Pogo from Paris. They started February of 81, went through September of 87. Again, that compilation came out in 97, as far as I can tell, but I don't know why they just reached back and took a bunch of 80s stuff. Some of the tracks well over 10 years older than when that comp came out. I don't know. Anyway, On a pas de saint is the release that we're going to play from. They had a few releases. I recommend if you can find any of them. They're very cool. That one came out in 85. We are going to check out El Nus Emerdant, and we are going to get to that one right now. So here we go with some Sherwood Pogo. Man, that was awesome. I really dig it. They got so many other great stuff that I was trying to quickly skim through. I come across so much great stuff. Obviously, not even the ones that we're playing here today, just on some of the other upcoming episodes that I want to be checking out more of those. And then I've got all the new stuff to go through, which is a lot of new stuff to try to get those episodes ready for the weekend as well. Let's get to Trotskids next. I was going to play this as well already. Rude Boy Groot recommended the band. They were also on that compilation. They have a Facebook, Trotskids, T-R-O-T-S-K-I-D-S. They formed in Rennes in March of 82, then in Paris from 84. They separated in 87, reformed in 2008, and after many concerts, they dissolved in 2015. That sums up the band, I suppose. In 86, Amort à Fond is the release. And L'Amour Anal is the track. We're going to get to that one right now. Here is Trotskids. Trotskids, man, that was cool. They got a bunch of stuff, so if you haven't checked them out, that's a band to go check out. Next up, they were on the compilation. My discovery of them came from being on that compilation. Al Capot, A-L-K-A-P-O-T-T, Al Capot, out of Brest in France. They were a band from November 83 till 1987. Towards the end of that, in 1986, they put out a two-track single, Lure. L'Ours, and then the second one, Cinema. We're actually going to play the A side to that single, Lure. L'Ours. I don't know. Anyway, Al Capot, they're great. Let's check them out together. Here goes. We'll be right back. Capote, man, a lot of great oi coming out. Not just punk, but a lot of great oi coming out of France during the 80s, including the next band, Warrior Kids. I've played Warrior Kids, but I've played newer stuff from Warrior Kids. Never got around to featuring older stuff, so excited to get to do so. Like I said, every band that I've been playing for the last five or six, including the next, all the way till the last band, all recommendations from Rude Boy Groot. So once again, shout out. And I probably will again before the end of the show, but I really appreciate it. I get to discover a lot of really great stuff, as we all do together. We are going to get to Warrior Kids off of Les Enfants de l'Espoir. They came out in 1986. The band started in 82. Find them at Warrior Kids-Official over on Facebook. They're out of Marseille, and Personne is the track that we are going to get to. So here we go with Warrior Kids.
Tout ce que
even though the recording might not even be the absolute best on that one, still a killer track. Person from Warrior Kids. We got just a few left, just down to the final four. Lantern Rouge, they are next. They are from Lyon in France. A l'aube du dernier jour. That is the name of the release. It came out in 1986, kind of at the end, but the band only existed 84 to 87. I think they were on that compilation too. I think that's, I want to say that's where the recommendation come from, specifically there. Fils de Bourgeois is the track that we are going to get to from that release from 86. So let's go.
De la vie payante dans le sixième arrondissement, où ton père en veut, en part comment. Tu es existant, au lycée du parc, où ton cul a du piston, quand elle est dans le parc. La vraie, c'est ton rené. La vraie, qui t'a laissé. La vraie, c'est ton rené. La vraie, qui t'a laissé. Ton père va t'emmener au lycée. Quand t'as fait l'OPN, t'es dans le lycée. Tu as 17 ans, et dans un an, tu aurais la voiture, et y'a pas papa et maman. La vraie, c'est ton rené. La vraie, qui t'a laissé. La vraie, c'est ton rené. La vraie, qui t'a laissé. Tu ne cherches pas à discuter avec ce petit enfant de faire société. Tu n'as pas besoin de travailler, ton avenir est déjà assuré. La vraie, c'est ton rêve. La vraie, qui t'a laissé. La vraie, c'est ton rêve. La vraie, qui t'a laissé.
Oh yeah, getting down to the end. That was Lantern Rouge. Next is Tula Viok. That's T-U-L-A-V-I-O-K. They're from Uzès Gard, which is southwest of France near Nîmes. They released Desh à la Chtul. They put that release out in 1987. They existed November 84 through July of 89. So like right smack dab in the middle. They put out a song from that release called Les Fils de Camaret. And that's what we're going to check out together right now. We got this one, two more to go. Let's go.
Cache, 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 cache.
good, man. That was awesome. Tulibak, Tulibyok. Yeah, I think so. Les Sherif is next. Yes, that's plural. L-E-S, Sherif. They're from Montpellier in France. They formed September of 84, disbanded in 2000. But they do have some social media, so you can find them at Les Sherif on Facebook and at Les Sherif Officiel on Instagram. 3210 was released in 1988. And Jouer avec le feu is the track that we are going to get to, so we're getting to it right now. Here's Les Sherif. Sherif brings us to the last band of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, shout out to Rude Boy Groot. So many great recommendations. Got a bunch of others. He gave me a huge list. One of the reasons why I got this out a little bit later, I definitely wanted to get more thoroughly put together. And between me and him, definitely some other ideas. He had a great suggestion on featuring cities. So as we're doing countries, and that's still going to be my format that I do, when we do certain countries, like big metropolitan cities, you know, if I get a whole band or episodes worth, that's something that will be on its way as well. So be on the lookout for all of those great things. More episodes to come. We'll be on France again for at least 3 more episodes. But for the weekend, we will be doing a bunch of great new stuff that came out in May. So I'm going to end the show with a band out of Paris, Dr. Destroy. I think they only released 2 albums. They were from 85 to 89. They were basically a punk band. And that's this release, Santé, that came out in 1989. I think there was only the one album anyway. And then they were ska rock when they reformed in the mid-90s. They have a mid-90s release, and it's definitely all ska. So if you like ska of the 90s, you're going to want to go check out Dr. Destroy, their other album. But if you're digging this, or if you like both, check out this album and the other album. Volontaire is the name of the track we are going to do. It's going to wrap it up for me on this one, but I'll be back tomorrow with more new stuff and a couple episodes, I'm sure, for the weekend. More France to come. If you got any suggestions, you know what to do. Let's go with Dr. Destroy.